We got breaking news in the NFL. The Chiefs and the Rams game will be moved from Mexico City to Los Angeles due to field conditions. They say reading on the radio is a bad thing, but I got to share the information with you guys. The NFL has announced today it will move the Monday Night Football game from the Chiefs and the Rams, originally scheduled in Mexico City, to the Coliseum in Los Angeles. This decision is based on the determination in consultation with the NFLPA and following a meeting and field inspection this afternoon by the NFL and club field experts, as well as local and independent outside experts, that the playing field did not meet NFL standards for playability and consistency and will not meet those standards by next Monday. Quote, we have worked extensively with our partners at, Estadio Azteca.
Estadio Azteca.
For months in preparation for this game, said NFL Executive Vice President of International Affairs, Mark Waller. Until very recently, we had no major concerns, but the combination of a difficult rainy season and a heavy multi-event calendar of events at the stadium have resulted in significant damage to the field that presents unnecessary risk to player safety and makes it unsuitable to host an NFL game. As a result, we have determined that moving the game is the right decision and one that needed to announce now in order to allow our teams and fans to make alternate arrangement. Details on ticket reimbursement procedures will be announced in the days ahead. All NFL teams that forego a home game to play internationally are required to keep their home stadium available as a contingency, and the Rams will be announcing ticket information and other logistical details for Monday night's game at the LA Coliseum as soon as possible. So, if you missed it in that large reading that I just had, the Chiefs and the Rams game is officially moved from Mexico City to Los Angeles. Brad, what do you think?
I think it's the right decision, and I think the NFL finally did the right thing, and they acted quickly, they acted swiftly. It is Tuesday at 3:50. That gives the Chiefs 6 days to get this thing figured out, or 4 days before they hit the road and do this. I think they did the right thing. You know, the NFL's done a lot of really stupid stuff, you know, in the last, what, 5, 6, 7 years. This thing they got right. Like, this is the right move. You're talking about almost $400 million worth of football players are going to be on that field. You're talking about three of the guys that could potentially win MVP, and Todd Gurley, Jared Goff, and Pat Mahomes are going to be on that field. They made the right decision. I applaud the NFL for this. And I'm glad they did it quickly because they screw up a ton of stuff. But they made the right decision here. I mean, if you're not going to – I mean, if the rule is to not play or schedule anything in your stadium when you're playing abroad, that's what it's for. You had the opportunity for this. So they moved it. They did the right thing. The NFL did the right thing, and I applaud them for it.
I give the NFL a lot of credit for this because I certainly feel like the NFL was going to pick money over player safety like they normally do. I assume there is going to be a lot of things written about this in the next couple of days. Therese just mentioned, and I think we got the cut, I'm curious how much the NFL was going to take serious PR hits in the next 48 hours if they had kept this game in Mexico City. Because I'm not going to make it seem like I am some expert when it comes to this. Just based on the reports of people that had way more information than we had, it didn't seem possible for the field to be ready.
Yeah.
It seemed like even if they were working around the clock, doing everything that they had, it did not seem physically possible that they were going to be able to say that the field was 100% safe. And for a league that is doing everything in its power to tell you, the consumer, it cares about player safety, they had to show you, the consumer, and put its money where its mouth is. It's going to inconvenience a lot of people. I got friends, maybe you know some people, that were going down to Mexico. Maybe some of you listening were going to go to this game. This is a major game. This is one of the games when they first announced the NFL schedule, all of us had it circled. They did the right thing here for the player.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't do the right thing by you, the fan. They did the right thing by the players in this scenario.
Yeah, I don't know how you could ever come out and preach player safety. We care about our players, and we care about this, and we care about that if you're going to play a game on a field that looked like that. We heard from George Toma, the turf doctor, who's taken care of all 52 Super Bowls. You know, lives right here in Kansas City. He's taken care of Kauffman Stadium and Arrowhead. He told me that it would probably take him 12 days to get that field in shape. You know, he'd have to overseed it with rye grass and have it was like pre-germinated, I believe, is the term that he told me, to get that thing done. And you got 5 days to do it. So the NFL did the right thing. You can't preach player safety and then say that you're going to send almost $400 million worth of football players down there to play in a game in the sexiest regular season matchup of the season. I give the NFL credit for doing this. And they are. I'm sure they're going to take a hit. I saw a tweet from Laura Moritz from Channel 9. Channel 9's got a crew down there in Mexico City. We're putting videos on Twitter about this whole deal, and she said that 85,000 tickets sold out in 15 minutes. 85,000 tickets in Mexico City sold out in 15 minutes for this game. So
I mean, they're going to be a lot
major,
of
it's a major inconvenience for a lot of people.
There's going to be a lot of
angry
people. But
the NFL did the right thing.
No, there's going to be a lot of angry people. There's some questions on the text line. I just want to clear it up if any of you have these same questions. So this game has to be played in Los Angeles. Is this the rule when an international game gets canceled? Because I would rather play at another neutral site. No, this is the rule. They were not going to play this game in another random city in Mexico. This game was going to go back to Los Angeles, and it should. It is a Rams home game. The same way if the Chiefs gave up a home game in London, they shouldn't just go play in another England city. They should have the opportunity to play back in Kansas City in front of its fans. So the Rams fans and the team deserve for this to be a home game. Someone said, now what time will this game be on in Kansas City? 9 o'clock.
Same thing. It's Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I mean, they're not changing the time here. It's going to be the exact same thing. For you, the consumer, watching it at home,
this is going to be
the exact same. I think this sucks. Absolutely sucks. For people that bought airline tickets and circled this on their calendar, bought hotel rooms, made all the plans, got passports. I assume there are a lot of people that specifically made plans when they saw this game to attend the game in Mexico City. So it sucks for those people, and I'm curious what the NFL is going to do to make it right for those people and the Chiefs. Probably nothing, because that's the NFL. But again, they made the absolute right decision when it comes to the players on the fans.
You've got to take care of the fans on this. You've got to take care of fans that bought tickets and were going to travel to a different country.
I don't know how they
do.
I'm sure that where there's a will, there a way. I don't know how they do.
But it seems to me like this isn't like a hurricane blew into Mexico, you know, and then all of a sudden you couldn't do it. It's not like there was an earthquake or a volcanic eruption. This was just pure incompetence, you know, and that's on whoever runs Estadio Azteca and the NFL. It's pure incompetence. If I'm a fan, I'm pissed because this isn't some sort of natural disaster that caused this game to change venues. This is on the people that planned it. And if I'm those people, I'm wanting my money back.
Yeah, of course.
I want to be reimbursed.
Of course.
And I think they probably got a case.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know how they – maybe I'm certainly could be wrong in this. Man, we think the NFL is going to every single fan that booked a plane ticket down there and now going to give every single person ticket money. That's no question. They absolutely have to give you the money back. I don't know if the NFL is taking your receipt for Hotwire.com in the flights. I don't know if they're going to do that. Maybe you got a case. I just don't know if the NFL is going to do that. Again, there's probably going to be stories. Somebody from the Star, somebody from NFL.com, they will certainly write a story about the people that were inconvenienced by this. I just don't know if they're... I doubt they're giving you your money back in that scenario.
I don't know, man. I wonder if there's a legal case to be made on that. Because, again, it's not like it was a natural disaster. It's not a hurricane. It's not a volcanic eruption. It's not an earthquake. It's nothing like that. It's sheer incompetence on the part of the NFL and the people that were running the stadium down there in Mexico City.